Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. For details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at OklahomaCattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st.
Well, the livestock futures market today ended up in the red again. The August lives down 62 at 123.40. Technically speaking, still right there in that same trading range we've been for a couple of months now. The October is down 90 at 128.15. December live cattle at 133.97. One benefit that the futures is offering is every month you go out, it's a little bit higher. Out in April, it's at 140.47. The other day, it was slightly higher. Got up to about 141 or so. 141.47, I think, was the high on August 13th. So we've been pretty high out there. You know, a lot of people making the case that we should be higher based on box beef moving higher. And the fact is the futures are higher. It just doesn't necessarily have to rally. It's just as you get the roll to the next month, it gives you, you know, $5 for the next couple of months. So interesting to watch there. Now, feeder cattle down 57 in August at 158.27. The September's 45 lower at 162.90. They're pretty much all in the 65-ish range September out through the spring. Hogs today were down hard. October's down 217, 86.92. December's down a buck 57 at 80.55. So overall, a red day for the protein market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the grain market started off early this morning under significant pressure and really got weaker throughout the day. Beans were the weakest contract here, down 25 to 35 cents. The November new crop at 13.20 and even. That's going back to touch the lows from the first part of August. We've kind of broke a trend line support here. Going back to the middle of June, we've gone through that support line at this point. The next contract corn down about 11 to 14 cents with December down 14 and a quarter at 550 and three quarters. We've still kind of held that intact, that support line so far. Chicago wheat 6 to 9 lower, and Kansas City anywhere from 7 to 8 cents lower. Minneapolis wheat about 6 cents lower. So the entire futures complex and agriculture was under pressure. Most commodities are under pressure today. We had the crude oil at one point down nearly $3. Now, right now, we're only down about $1.20 in October at $63.98. It's $1.50 off the lows. The stock market's actually higher on the day now. The Dow Jones up 40. It was at one point over 300 points lower. And then cotton was down about 2 cents today, with December at 92.76, down 207. Just an August rain of this proportion in western Oklahoma and north Texas is going to be beneficial for that crop.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.